Patient name, Remington Fisher, F-I-S-H-E-R. Date of birth, 1/14/15. Date of service, 3/16/23. This is an 8-year-old young man. Mom and dad are here today. They bring him in due to having multiple warts on bilateral hands. As an example, he has a wart on his distal area of the thumb, also the mid area of the first and second fingers. One is close to the fingernail bed. It's hard to determine if the roots of that particular wart has gone underneath the finger bed. Also has them on his left hand as well as his right period. In the paragraph, he was told to use duct tape to cover the warts up. Now, he has done that. However, he has allowed too much moisture to get underneath that duct tape, and it has caused some sloughing of skin. No real infection, but the one on his thumb looks as though it needs an intervention with either silvadine cream or antibiotic cream. Period, new paragraph. They're wanting to know the best cause, the best way to treat this. Period, new paragraph. I've advised they will probably need to return to a pediatrician who has liquid nitrogen, and he can selectively freeze these off without getting any other excess freezing liquid on surrounding skin. Period, new paragraph. No other issues brought forth. Respiration 16, temperature 98.1, oxygen 99%. Period, new paragraph. Current weight is 47 pounds. Period, new paragraph. Current medication, non-medical history, negative surgical history, negative social history, negative for secondhand smoke, lives with mom, dad, and two siblings. Period, new paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. He's not in any distress. HEENT is largely unremarkable. Neck is soft, no thyromegaly, no masses, no lymphadenopathy. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen, soft, non-tender. Period, new paragraph. Examination of bilateral hands does display several warts, more so on the right hand than on the left. Period, new paragraph. But the intervention for this will be as described above. He needs to see a pediatrician for selective freezing with cryotherapy. Alternatively, if they are unwilling to do that, they were also asking for an over-the-counter product that may be of benefit. I've recommended Compound W. He is not a candidate to use the hypercator to burn these off, as he is unwilling to do so today. Period, new paragraph. In any case, that one wart on his right thumb will need to be applied an antibiotic ointment and most likely silvadine cream. A bandage will be applied to that. As far as the others go, there's beginning sloughing of skin due to the excess of moisture content, and they will remove the bandage on the thumb area as well and let air get to it, and then they can pursue other means of remedy for his viral wart. Period, new paragraph, assessment and plan, viral warts as above. He will make an appointment with pediatrician or dermatology. Period, new paragraph. They can alternatively try Compound W. Period, new paragraph. I've recommended discontinuing the duct tape method, as he allows too much moisture to get to the wart. Period, new paragraph. He could follow up with us if needed. Return to clinic as needed.